shell. Oh yeah. Someone said she was asking after me, but I know you best as a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is this sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Could I just have kept the last of my clothes on? Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. And I'll see dance for little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me care, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Chelsea, I believe that when you dance so slow, it's so good.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Marauders Baseball on the Marauder Radio Network. Ben Picorni with you here for night 4 of 6 in Daytona, Florida. The Marauders 3-0 in the series. They have won 4 consecutive games, sit at 8-4 in the second half, 43-34 overall, and are in first place in the Florida State League West Division. Daytona has dropped their last 3. They're 36-41 overall, 7-5 in the second half. They have a half a game lead in the East Division in the second half standings. The Marauders off of a close victory last night saw the tying run stranded at the plate. At ball game end, we'll start with Emmanuel Torero leading off, the batting average leader for the Marauders, hitting .287 this year. He'll play in left. Josiah Seitler will bat second and take over the DH duties yet again. He is 12 for 24 in his first 6 games as a young buck. Termar Johnson will play at second and bat third. Shalene Polanco cleaning it up. He'll start in center. Lonnie White Jr. bats fifth and plays in right. Yordani De Los Santos will bat sixth at shortstop. Mojica Castillo and Planchard at first, third, and catching in the 7, 8, and 9 spots. Nadal, Alfonso, Brannigan, Cimillo, and Nolasco available off the bench tonight. Starter tonight for Daytona, the right-hander Mason Pelio, a 3.92 ERA this year, making his 11th start. A 1-2 record, 57 and a third pitch. Has struck out 43 and walked 37 in the 2023 season. He'll face Torero first up. Hunter catching, Pino Ascanio, Acosta and Collier right to left in the infield. First pitch of the game. Torero pops it up, shallow center. Shortstop Acosta calls off Ascanio and makes the catch. One pitch, one out. Underway at 6:37. And Torero set down quickly. Brings up Josiah Seitler in his 7th game as a Marauder now, batting .500, 12 for 24 in the first 6, with 2 homers and 10 runs batted in. First pitch to him from Pelio. Seitler takes off speed low for ball 1. In the outfield, Triana in left, Rodriguez in center, Almonte in right. Seitler last night's game finished 3 for 5 with an RBI. 0-1 pitch, or 1-0 rather, is called a strike, and we're even at 1-1. Overcast skies tonight. Wind little to no effect. The 1-1. Seitler takes a big cut and a miss at a changeup low in the dirt for strike 2. Tortugas in their lime green home uniforms, baby blue caps tonight with white pants. Marauders the road gray getup. The 1-2 from Pelio. Seitler hits it hard on a line left field side. That one's going to one hop off the wall. Seitler digging for 2, picking it up and left is Triana. Josiah Seitler gets the night going for him offensively. A one out double here in the top of the first inning. His 13th hit in his 25th at bat. Good approach at the plate. Took it where it was pitched. 103 off the bat to the other side of the field. If you got a 103 exit velo going the opposite way, you're doing something right in your approach. Termar up now. Batting 135 in the last 10, 229 on the season. First pitch from Pelio. Termar takes, fastball misses, high for ball one. Termar broke up a couple-game hitless streak yesterday with a bunt single down the third baseline. He finished 1-for-5 with 2 strikeouts. One-oh pitch, fastball. Just off the inner half, call the ball, and it's 2-0. Termar, 7 homers, 37 RBI this year, batting 300 with runners in scoring position. He's got a chance to give the Young Bucks an early lead. The 2-0 pitch from Pelio. Termar takes a big cut and fouls an inner half fastball straight over the press box for strike one of the trip. Marauders had a chance earlier today to check out Daytona International Super Speedway. Got corrected on that a couple times. Good early morning trip. Good team bonding. See a pretty cool sports venue. The 2-1. Termar takes. Off-speed pitch misses way up and outside a ball, and it's 3-1 now. Pelio at risk of walking Johnson to bring the cleanup bat of Polanco to the plate with a run scoring chance and less than 2 outs. Pelio set. Hitter-friendly 3-1 pitch to Termar. Taken low and in for ball 4. Johnson walks. Seitler still stands at second now for Shaolin Polanco. Last night it was a big improvement for Daytona pitching-wise after giving up 25 walks in the first two games. Surrendered just 5 yesterday. 10 strikeouts, a good 2-1 mark. But a walk on the third batter face tonight does not bode well. Pelio still a ground ball away from getting out of it. Shaolin Polanco in the box. Team home run and RBI leader. First pitch to him. Breaking ball right out over the heart of the plate. Shaolin watches it for strike one call. Polanco hitting 250 in the last 10. He's a 226 hitter with RISP. Pelio set 0-1 pitch with 1 out and 2 on. Polanco takes ball in the dirt. Well blocked down by the catcher Hunter. Runners stay put. A ball and a strike now. Not seen Logan Tanner, the main catcher for Daytona, play since he was hit below the belt with a ball earlier in this series, exited in the 8th inning. The 1-1 to Shaolin. Takes fastball above the belt. 2-1 now. Pelio's last start was on July the 2nd in Tampa. Toss 4 2/3. Walked 6, struck out none. Gave up 2 hits and 0 earned runs. 2-1 now with 1 out. Pelio checks Seitler at second and fires. Shaolin chases way outside. Changeup fools him for strike 2. Marauders have trailed in this series for a total of 2 innings across the 3 games. Inning and a half yesterday and half an inning the night before. 2-2 pitch to Polanco. On its way home. Shaolin weakly fouls off an elevated breaking ball to the backstop. Made a great adjustment to get the bat and keep it in that swing zone. Earned himself another 2-2 pitch. Pelio has surrendered a double and a walk in the inning after popping out Terrero on the first pitch of the game. Another 2-2 to Polanco with 2 on and 1 away here in the top of the first. Right-hander checks and fires. Shaolin cuts it straight back to the backstop for the second straight offering, and we'll have a third 2-2. It's been a great past 7 games, past week of games for Bradenton, batting 271 as a team, first in the league in the last week. Pelio set the third 2-2 to Polanco. Right-hander comes home. Shaolin lines one into center field, but straight at Rodriguez. He makes a routine grab for the second out. Marauders don't want to leave this early run scoring chance wanting. Lonnie White Jr. will bat. Pirates' 12th ranked prospect in the minor league system playing his third game as a young bucko. 0-for-3 in his first three run scoring spots. 1-for-6 on the season, has drawn 3 walks. Pelio set, first pitch to White with 2 on and 2 out. Takes one in the dirt for ball 1. White Jr. from Las Vegas, Nevada, went to high school and played prep ball in Pennsylvania, was committed to play football and baseball at Penn State before getting picked up by the Pirates. The 1-0 pitch from Pelio. White Jr. takes a big late swing and a miss at a fastball off the outer edge of the plate for strike 1, 93 on the gun from Pelio. Daytona starter Mason Pelio and Marauder starter Derek Diamond. Derek, tell me earlier today, played 12U baseball together when they were growing up. The 1-1. White Jr. takes off-speed pitch, misses high and tight off the strike zone. It's 2-1 now. Sure, Mrs. Diamond tuning in as always, so hello to her and Mr. Diamond and anyone else they got joining them tonight. 2 balls and a strike to White Jr. Seitler at second, Johnson at first. The pitch taken off the plate. Ooh, called a strike outside, and it's 2-2. Tough one to go against White Jr. there. 2-2, 2 out, 2-2 count. The deuce is wild. Scoreless game in the top of the first. White Jr. chance to break it open. Pelio trying to get out of trouble. The pitch home. Taken low, but called. Strike 3. Down looking is White Jr. to end the inning. The Marauders, after having 2 on with 1 away, do not advance or score them. We go to the home side of things with Derek Diamond on the mound for Bradenton. 0-0 when we come back. Back here on the Marauder Radio Network for the bottom half of the first in Daytona. Diamond starting for the Young Buncos. Right-hander had an incredible month of June. He's won 3 out of his last 4 starts, or I should say the Marauders have won 4 of 4. He's claimed the win in 3 of them. 3.94 ERA on the year for the Doctor. 6-3 record. 61 2/3 tossed, has allowed just 12 walks and struck out 53. Johnny Ascanio leads off the game. Offensively for the home side. First pitch to him, fastball at the knees for strike 1 call. Ascanio, a 3-0-2 hitter from the left side. 1 homer this year, the 0-1. Half-hearted check swing, he did go around. It's going to be strike 2 good. Outer half-feeder from Diamond at 92. He's a swing and a miss away from a 3-pitch punch-out to start his night on the hill. 0-2 from Diamond. Breaking ball misses low. 1-2 the count to Ascanio. Planchart catching tonight for Bradenton. Mojica at first, Johnson at second. De Los Santos at short, Castillo at third. Torero, Polanco, and White Jr. left to right in the grass. Rodriguez and Stewart bat 2-3 behind Ascanio. The 1-2 pitch to him. Taken up and outside. Tight offering. A good take, though, and it's 2-2. Diamond trying to avoid losing the leadoff man. Got ahead 0-2. Here's the 2-2. Check swing. Yes, he did. First strike, 3. Escanio yells at the umpire immediately, but he clearly went around there. There's one away. I've never seen a batter scream for an appeal on a check swing. Strike anyways on TrackMan. Brings up Hector Rodriguez. Batting average and home run leader for Daytona. League leader. First pitch to him. Pulled down the right field line. Chasing after towards the corner is White Jr. It's going to hop off the top of the wall and over it. Our millionth ground rule double of this series. Rodriguez imitates Seitler. Marauders two-hole hitter who got a double with one away in the top half of this first inning. He's in scoring position for Sal Stewart, the team RBI leader. 207 average with 46 men batted in. Stewart kept the Tortugas in the game last night with a leadoff homer in the bottom of the ninth inning. That made it a two-run contest, and after a triple from Pino, it brought the tying run to the plate. One out, a man at second. First pitch to Stewart, flied weakly into right. White Jr. racing onto it, makes a grab for the second man set down. Slight breeze out to right, just picked the ball up enough for Lonnie White Jr. to run under it and make a grab. A strikeout, a double, and a flyout on just 7 pitches here from Diamond. That's why I love watching him work. He does not dilly-dally. Cade Hunter bats now, left-handed hitting catcher in the cleanup spot. 246 hitter. 8 homers, 29 RBI. Diamond checks second. First pitch to Hunter. Fouled off the hand. Straight back for strike one. 93-mile-per-hour fastball on the inner half. Spoiled into the netting. Nice cool night. We're not cooking up in the press box that we had been for the first 2 games of the series. Rodriguez, the runner at second with great speed. 0-1 pitch to Hunter with 2 down in the inning. Diamond, a long check of the runner, and he'll spin there. With 1 on the pitch clock, just got the move off in time. Did not throw over, just a little bit of a wave of the ball in that direction. No balls and a strike, Diamond, with his 9th pitch of the inning. Comes home. Hunter takes center cut fastball, 95 on the gun from the doctor. That rode straight down Route 1. Diamond looking for a 10-pitch, home half of the first inning. No balls, 2 strikes with 2 away and a man at second. Ready at the belt, checks Rodriguez and fires. Ball's weakly bounced to first. Mojica backs up on it, makes a good pick, and takes it himself. Touching the pillow in time to end the inning. 10 pitches, 3 outs and a hit. Runner stranded at second for Daytona in the home half of the first. We go to the second frame. 0-0 our score, and we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was knee-deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze, and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Wrote a note, said be back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway.
mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away.
Cause now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky.
Back here for the top of the second inning in Daytona. No score between the Marauders and Tortugas after an inning. Yordani De Los Santos will lead it off. Pelio had an expensive first inning. Used a heck of a lot of pitches. First pitch, De Los Santos is cut foul and out of play for strike one. Marauders got two on with one out, but did not move them. The 0-1 to De Los Santos here in his fourth game. Cuts and misses at a hung breaking ball for strike two. De Los Santos, 2-for-9 to start his Marauder career. He's played a good job at short. 0-2 pitch. Cuts and misses, strike three. That's been the story for him. He's had some bad punch outs in his first couple of games. Still figuring out, though. Young guy with a bright future. One away with Mojica stepping up now. Batting 258 in the last 10. Top five in the team in that stretch. 225 hitter overall this year. 25 homers, 6 runs batted in. First pitch, Mohi takes. Ball misses just low. Good take to get ahead 1-0. Next pitch, Mojica cracks one over the head of the shortstop Acosta and into the left center field gap. He's going to chug for two. Ball picked up off the warning track by Rodriguez. Mojica's in there with a leadoff, or one out rather, stand up double. Back-to-back innings with a two-bagger. 110 off the bat of Mojica. Did not miss it. Didn't miss a stitch. Gets that launch angle up maybe 5 or 6 degrees more, and it's out of here. And it's probably into the windshield of a Ford F-150 in the parking lot. Jesus Castillo up now, 222 average for the walks leader in the Florida State League. Takes first pitch offering low and away in the corner for strike one. Castillo has improved his form at the plate lately, batting 235 in the last 10 matchups. He's really improved in converting run scoring chances. 257 hitter with Risp. The 0-1 to him. Grounds one hard but into the glove of the first baseman Pino. He'll take it to the bag himself for the second out. Lika stays put at second. Brings up Giovanni Planchart. This is the guy you want up. With two outs and a runner in scoring position, Planchy bats above 300 in these situations. He's a 298 hitter overall in runners in scoring position spots. 237 average overall this year. 22 RBI could make it 23 and give Bradenton the lead. First pitch to him. Breaking ball misses low. It's 1-0. Planchart, 231 hitter in the last 10. Last night's game walked twice and was 0-for-2. Pelio set. The 1-0 pitch from the righty. Planchy takes fastball in the outer half for strike one called, and we're even. Pelio, after using 23 pitches in the first inning, he's used just 6 here. His next offering to Planchart. Off the plate outside, but called a strike. 1-2 now to him. Planchart going to have to battle here to try and bring in Mojica or just extend the inning. Pelio trying to strand Mojica at second. Ball and 2, the count to Planchart with 2 away. Right-hander checks and fires. Planchart lines one softly into left. That's going to get down. Mojica is going to be sent home. Stop sign put on late. The throw in. Not in time. Mojica's safe. What a job running the bases from Alexander Mojica. He was halfway down the third base line when Gustavo Amaña tried to stop him. When that man's got 120 feet behind him here, there is no stopping him. Throw pulled the catcher Hunter away. He thought he had Mohi, but From the vantage point here, high above home plate, it looked like he was there in time. It's an RBI single for Planchart to give the Marauders a 1-0 lead. Back to the top of the order in Torero now. Two-out RBI spot for him with Planchart at second. First pitch to Emmanuel's fouled up and out of play for strike one. Don't tell me Mojica's doesn't have a little bit of speed in him. He was chugging home. 0-1 now. Torero tips it into the mitt of the catcher. Hunter, big cut. Ends up as strike two. It's 0-2 now. Torero has really struggled the last couple of weeks. Been mixing in more off days. 0-2 pitch. Hit high in the air to left. Down the line. After it goes Triana, he settles and makes the grab to end the inning. Marauders, though, able to pick up a two-out RBI single from Giovanni Planchart on some good base running from Mojica to make it 1-0 Marauders going to the home second when we come back.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Back here for the bottom of the second inning in Daytona. Marauders 1, Tortugas nothing. Planchart's RBI single in the top half of this inning. Gives us a nice lead to start off the night. Diamond after striking out a guy and giving up a double in the first. 10 pitches faces Cam Collier here. 216 average for him. First pitch, outer half fastball misses for ball one. Collier, the fourth-ranked prospect in the Reds system. Last night was 0-for-4 with two strikeouts. The 1-0. Collier takes backdoor breaking ball, finds a hearty home in the strike zone, and it's 1-1. Diamond, a member of the Omaha Rebels in 2022 that won the College World Series. His 1-1 is cracked hard down the right field line, but well fouling out of play for strike two. Diamond looking for punch out number two. Marauders right-hander. Can make it three straight, set down, and get himself off to a good start in the home second. 1-2 offering. Bounced in front of the plate, a fair ball. Planchart scoops it up, throws down to first. One away. Is there such thing as a negative launch angle? Seems like it just caught the underside of the bat of Collier. Straight down. Maybe 2 feet in front of home plate. Planchart, quick to pick it up and throw down to first. That's the dream start. You always think, going to go out here, I'm going to get a 2-3 ground out to start the inning. Yes, El Pino up, first pitch to him. Takes slider well outside for ball one. Pino, yesterday's game, had a triple and was 1-for-4. It easily could have been 2-for-4 with a homer and a triple. Charlene Polanco robbed him of a long ball. The 1-0. Big cut and a miss. Pino a mile out in front of a slider off the outer half of the plate. Ball and a strike now. 240 hitter on the year. He was left standing at third in the ninth inning yesterday. The 1-1. Popped up shallow right center. This could be trouble. Lonnie White Jr. shows off the speed, though, and makes it look easy. Catch made on the run, and there's two away. Seen a lot of flares drop in this series. A couple times for doubles. Victor Acosta bats now. The switch-hitting shortstop batting 236 this year. Homer and 20 RBI for him. Steps into the left side, facing the righty Diamond. First pitch. Costa takes, fastball misses away, it's 1-0. Diamond only 8 pitches used in the inning. 2 down already, the 1-0 pitch. Big cut and a big miss from Acosta, chases a slider low for strike one. Diamond has been really fun to watch in June. Now here is outing in the 7th of July. 1-1 pitch. Hit hard on a line to left. That's going to get down in front of Torero. A 2-out single for Acosta. Will extend the inning. At least one more at bat. Ariel Almonte up left-handed hitting outfielder with a 200 average this year. 3 homers, 25 RBI last night. Finished 0-for-3 with a strikeout, a flyout, and a double play ground out. Another lefty to face Diamond. First pitch to him. Good breaking ball. Maybe misses a hair inside. Low as well. 1-0. 6 left-handed hitters in the lineup tonight for Daytona. 1 switchy. They're banking on those matchups. The 1-0. Cut on and miss. Beautiful back foot slider. Almonte with a pitching wedge swing at it. Comes up empty for strike one. 9-hole hitter Triana waits behind Almonte. Short lead at first for Acosta. The 1-1. Cut on and missed. Delayed steal. Throw down to second. He stumbles and is tagged out by a mile. Caught stealing to end the inning. Diamond gets out of the home half of the second inning on just 13 pitches. He's used 23 in the first two, and the Marauders lead 1-0 going to the third when we come back.
Take me out to the ball game. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, yeah. Strike one. Hey, baby, do you come here often?
Strike two.
Hey, baby, now watch your sign. Next in line.
Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Now.
First base. Why, yes, I went to Harvard.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network for the top half of the third at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona. Josiah Seitler will lead it off. Marauders up, but tally. He's 1-for-1 with a double. First pitch of this trip, breaking ball left out over the heart of the plate, taken for strike one. Marauders with 62 hits in the last seven games. That's first in the Florida State League in that amount of time. 0-1. Seitler pops it foul and out of play. Third base side for strike two. Marauders have doubled twice tonight, and that's 17 doubles in the last seven games. Team OBP of 389 in that stretch. Next pitch, Seitler hits it high in the air to right. Going back to the track is Almonte. He's looking up, and it is out of here. Let it ride. Touch them all. Josiah Seitler, his 14th hit in his 26th at bat as a Marauder, his third homer and his 11th RBI. Makes it 2-0, Young Buckos. 105 off the bat. That was a moon shot. Way up in the air. Off the bat, looked like a couple of fly balls we've seen, but it carried a mile. Seitler's third homer in his seventh game. Termar up now. Takes a check swing at a first pitch offering that misses low and away for ball one. 14 for 26, 11 RBI, three homers for Seitler. That is an unbelievable start in single A. Jamar takes the next pitch, fastball at the knees for strike one. Count even. Add a ball and a strike to him. Next pitch, Jamar takes, ball in the dirt, 2-1. Home run even more impressive. Seitler was down in the count, 0-2. Got a missed pitch from Pelio and punished it. The 2-1 now. Johnson takes, ball bounces in the dirt and hits the umpire behind home plate. He walks it off, though. 3-1 the count to Jamar now. He walked on five pitches back in the first inning. Could emulate that here to give us a base runner with nobody out. Would essentially be a leadoff walk. Made even better by Seitler's homer that actually did start the frame. 3-1. Jamar takes fastball center cut for strike two. And the count full. Wind picking up out to right field. Some ugly-looking clouds rolling in. The 3-2, grounded hard up the middle, over to it, and making the glove play as Ascanio, his sidearm throw to first in time. Made a tough play look easy to retire Termar for out number one. Shalim Polanco bat now worked an 8-pitch AB back in the first inning, but flied out into center. 0-for-1 tonight, batting just below 250 overall this year. First pitch to him. Takes good changeup away, finds the zone for strike one. Shaleen says it's outside. Look to get a piece of the plate. 0-1 now from Pelio. Shaleen cuts and misses. Breaking ball away for strike two. Oh, 2. Hit hard on the ground. First base side foul. We'll do it again. Polanco has been a warrior in two strike counts. Fought off 3 2-strike pitches, foul in his last at-bat. One out, bases empty in the top of the third. Marauders up 2-0. 0-2 again. Polanco grounds it hard to first into the glove of Pino, slides to his left and makes a good pickup. Takes it himself for the second out. This time, Shaleen was able to time it up, but not early enough to get it past the bag. Lonnie White Jr. up now, 0-for-1 with a looking strikeout. 1-for-7 here in his third game as a Marauder. Middle infielder's playback, straight up outfield. First pitch, White Jr. takes, fastball misses low and away, it's 1-0. A lot of excitement around White Jr. and De Los Santos when they were called up earlier this week. Still trying to find their footing. The 1-0. Breaking ball misses low and outside. Two balls and no strikes now. We've seen some hard hit balls from White Jr. His only hit was a smoked line drive to left. That showed off his arm and right. Next pitch. Popped up foul ground first base side. Pino giving chase towards the Marauder dugout. He's got room and he makes the catch to end the inning. The 0-2 solo homer from Seitler doubles the lead in the third. Marauders' next three are set down in order. We go to the bottom half of this frame. 2-0 Young Buckos the score, and we come back.
Hello, I'm Sheriff Rick Wells. Last year, over 1,200 vehicles were burglarized here in Manatee County. 95% of those vehicles were left unlocked. That's over 1,000 vehicle burglaries that could have been prevented if the owner had only just locked their car. Please remember to remove your valuables and lock your cars.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Leecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African-American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays. On April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th, and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th, and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans, 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network for the home half of the third inning in Daytona. Marauders 2, Tortugas nothing. Derek Diamond faces Ariel Almonte, who was at the plate when Acosta was caught stealing to end the second. He was down in the count 1-2. Diamond has thrown just 23 pitches tonight. Get the first six outs. Pitch to Almonte, a backdoor slider. Called a strike on the outer half. It's 0-1. Diamond has given up a pair of hits and struck out one. Next pitch. Breaking ball backs up on him, trying to backdoor Almonte again, but comes up about half a foot outside, a ball and a strike to count. The 1-1. Almonte spins one towards third off the end of the bat. Tough charging play from Castillo. Throw to first in time. What a job by Costi at the hot corner. Not often you have a guy with the speed and glove work of a shortstop playing at third. Launched the throw from about knee-high. Mojica had to reach about a foot above his head to snare it. Big first out to start the frame. Michelle Triana, the nine-hole hitter, bats 152 average this year. First offering from Diamond with one down and the bag's empty. Fastball grunted over the outer edge of the plate. 94 on the gun from Diamond for strike one. You know that Diamond puts everything in every pitch he throws. You can hear him from around the ballpark. His 0-1 breaking ball, check swing. Toronto went around for strike two. No balls, two strikes. Diamond looking for the first two outs on six offerings. The 0-2. Taken low in the dirt, Toronto lays off a breaking ball that comes up short, a ball and two, the count to him. Diamond set the 1-2 with one down to the Cuban outfielder, Triana. Hit hard on a line, but foul left field side and out of play. We'll do the 1-2 again. We have not had a Marauder yet this year from Cuba. Heavy Dominican presence. Of course, you have Ercolani from San Marino, Bidois from Australia. Good. Diverse mix. The 1-2 breaking ball. Check swing. Did he go? No, says the first base umpire. As he should, because he can't see it. 2-2 the count. Now, I'm fine with that in that situation. Could have gone either way. Just no way to accurately make the call. The 2-2 now from the doctor. On its way home to Triana. Grounded up the middle. Tamar Johnson behind the second base bag makes the play and the throw to first in time. Two down. Top of the order we go, and Johnny Ascanio, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Let off the night offensively for Daytona. Chuck swings at back-to-back strikes in the zone. We're argued by Ascanio, but he was down either way. First pitch to him. Fastball low and in. Ooh, call the ball. Great spot from Diamond. Ascanio ahead 1-0. What out. Cut on and missed. Down to a knee goes Ascanio. A mile out in front of a slider. Ball and a strike now to him. Daytona have enjoyed a .238 average in the last week of games. The 1-1. Backdoor breaking ball misses outside. Planchart tried to frame it up. Couldn't fool the umpire on this occasion. It's 2-1 now. Planchy works hard for his pitchers. Great defensive catcher. Has a solid bat to boot. The 2-1. Hit high in the air to left. Racing back towards the wall is Torero. On the run, he makes the catch. With about 5 feet to spare. F7 ends the third in 1-2-3 fashion. Diamond has held the Tortugas scoreless after three. Marauders up 2-0 going to the fourth when we come back.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, baby. Come on.
Say you will.
Say it better, yeah.
Say you will.
Come on now. Say that.
Back here for the top of the fourth inning in Daytona. Yordani De Los Santos leading it off. Marauders up 2-0. First pitch, a big cut and a big miss for strike one. De Los Santos struck out on 3 straight offerings in the second inning. 2-for-10 in his first 10 trips to the plate as a Marauder. 0-1. De Los Santos takes this time, able to lay off the low off-speed pitch. Taken for a ball, and it's 1-1. Weather situation here, I think changing by the minute is the best way to describe it. The 1-1, fastball misses in. 2-1 the count. Right-hander's 2-1. De Los Santos hits it hard, a chopper to third, but foul for strike two. Two and two the count to De Los Santos. Pitch. Cut on and missed. Eye-level fastball. A big chase for strike three, and there's one away. Alexander Mojica bats now. He had a run scored in the second. Doubled with one away in that frame. Takes a first pitch cut and a miss at a ball in the dirt for strike one. Mojica doubled on a line drive to left center. 1-10 off the bat in that trip. 0-1 pitch. Mohe fouls it off straight back towards the catcher off the chest protector of Hunter for strike two. O-2 now from the righty. Tipped into the mitt of the catcher, Hunter, strike three. And there's two away. Mojica out in front of a breaking ball. Good squeeze by the backstop. Two punch outs on seven pitches to start the top of the fourth for Pelio. Gave up a run in the second on a RBI single from Planchy. Castillo up now. Cracks one down the left field line, hooking foul and out of play. Bouncing off the roof of the Tortuga clubhouse. Strike one to Castillo. Pelio has struck out four, walked one, and given up four hits. Two earnies. 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses low, ball and a strike. He's given up two runs. That was less than we saw from Abel in the first three innings last night, but Pelio looks much more in control of his outing right now than any starter we've seen this week. The 1-1 fastball misses eye level. 2-1 now. Just one walk, has only faced 1-2-2. Two three-ball counts. That's it tonight so far. The 2-1 to Costi. Fouls it off straight back towards the press box. Just a foot below our window here. It goes off the netting for strike two. Taken upstairs, fastball letter high, and it's a full count to Castillo. Full count, two outs, payoff pitch in the top of the fourth on its way. Castillo takes fastball tight to the zone, but called low for ball four. And the league leader in walks draws another to extend the top of the fourth inning. And I apologize to Pelio. I think I jinxed him there. I said he'd only given up one walk and two three-ball counts before that. And sure as day, there goes the base on balls. Giovanni Planchard up now. Had an RBI single in the second inning. One for one. First offering. Castillo fakes a steal a second. Gets about a third of the way there and retreats to the bag as the fastball misses inside to Planchy for ball one. Pickoff, throw to first, tight play. Castillo gets the right hand with the sliding mitt on it back in time. Good pickoff move from Pelio. Ball and none, the count to Planchy. Puerto de la Cruz, Venezuela native. Another pickoff throw to first. This time they got Castillo picked off. That ends the inning. We thought we saw Pelio's move. That was his best, but he pulls it out there. Inning over, Marauders set down in a weird 1-2-3 fashion. We go to the home fourth, Young Bucks 2. Tortuga's nothing to score when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans, 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Alligators are important to Florida's natural areas and are found throughout the state. The FWC wants you to know that by following a few simple rules, we can coexist with these amazing animals. First, never feed an alligator.
Do not feed alligators and enjoy the rest of this ballgame. We're here in the bottom of the fourth. Ben Picorni with you. A 2-0 game in favor of Bradenton. Hector Rodriguez, who has one of the two hits for the Tortugas tonight, will lead off the inning. First pitch to him. Takes a cut and fouls a pitch off straight back and over the press box for strike one. Rodriguez doubled on a one hopper over the wall and right back in the first inning. Batting average and home run leader. 0-1 from Diamond. Out of the windup. Hit high in the air to left. Hooking down the foul line. It will get foul and out of play. Missed a fair ball and extra bases by maybe 5 feet to the left side of the line for strike two. Take him any way you get him if you're Diamond. The 0-2 now. Swing and a miss, strike three on a ball to the backstop. Planchart picks it up quickly, throws to first, not in time. That is one of the weirder strike threes I have seen. Diamond gets credit for a punch out, but Rodriguez reaches as the ball that bounced a few feet in front of the plate ends up rolling all the way straight back. Planchart couldn't get there in time to throw on to first. Sal Stewart up. He's been hot in this series. He's not gotten much support, though. 0-for-1 tonight with a flyout. First pitch. Stewart takes slider on the outer half for strike one called. I've never seen someone get so upset at calls in the box that, you know, couldn't mean as much as Stewart. Pick off to first. Back safely is Rodriguez. Next pitch, taken, misses low, blocked by Planchart. Rodriguez stays at first, a ball and a strike now to Stewart. Next pitch, offering low again. Stewart takes it for ball two, 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike to Stewart. Nobody out and a runner at first here for Daytona in the bottom of the fourth. Marauders up 2-0. Diamond's 2-1 pitch out of the stretch. Taken low and away, a slider misses, 3-1 now. Doc at risk of handing out his first walk tonight. Johnson and De Los Santos up the middle at double play depth. Castillo hugging the third baseline. Mojica holding the runner to first. 3-1. Taken. Call the strike. Stewart is upset with the call. It's a full count to him now. 3-2 to Stewart. He calls time and steps out. Feels wrongly done by the strike call. To dig back in now. Full count, nobody out, and a man at first. Diamond set. Pitch to Stewart on its way home. Taken and call the ball. That was a great spot from Diamond. Goes to the slider low and away. Could not have missed by much. And with the way Stewart's reacted to umpires' calls in the series, I'm surprised he got one to go his way there. He walks and there's two on with nobody out. Brings up Cade Hunter. Catcher is 0-for-1 tonight with a ground out to first. batting below 250 this year. Two on, nobody out. First pitch to Hunter from Diamond. Breaking ball misses well outside. Planchy will call time now and head out to the mound to talk to Derek. Diamond has given up just two hits in three-plus innings so far. One walk and a pair of strikeouts, though. One of those Ks was the drop third that started this inning and saw Rodriguez reach. Planchy quickly back to the home plate area after a quick chat with Derek. Want to know the count to Hunter. 8 homers, 28 RBI this year. Diamond checks second, the 1-0 pitch. Hit high in the air to center. Polanco racing back towards the warning track to the wall. It's out of here. A line drive center field home run for Cade Hunter. Gives Daytona the lead. It's 3-2 Tortugas. .102 off the bat, .418. A low launch angle, but hit hard enough to clear the wall. Daytona have their first lead since the second inning yesterday. Drop third strike to start the inning, coming back to hurt us here. Still nobody out. The first pitch to Cam Collier taken for strike one. Hunter brings his season RBI count to 32 and his homer count to 9 with the long ball here. Next pitch, weakly bounce to third. Charging hard, Castillo overruns the bare hand play. And Collier will reach safely. Rodgers just got to refine their heads here in the inning. It's a slow roller routine for Castillo. Overran it, and still nobody out and a runner back on base. Cam Collier at first for Yasiel Pino, 0-for-1 with a flyout. And at first, nobody out. Pitch to Pino from Diamond. Popped up, shallow center. This could be a tough play. Johnson and De Los Santos after it. That one's going to fall in. Pair of bloopers. Put two on with nobody out still in the inning. Collier is given credit for a base hit for the slow roller that got by Castillo. Victor Acosta, the switch hitter, will bat now, but not before a mound visit from pitching coach Matt Ford. Rodgers down 3-2 now here in the fourth. Rodriguez reached leading off the inning on a drop third strike that got to the backstop. Stewart then walked in a full count trip. Hunter's three-run homer followed up by a couple of fluke singles from Collier and Pino. Put Diamond in another jam here. Victor Acosta in now. 40 back to the dugout. Players back in their defensive post. 2 on, nobody out. Diamond checks over his shoulder at first. Corners playing in here. Expecting a bunt from Acosta. First pitch to him from Diamond. Batter already squaring to bunt. And he'll get it down straight back to the mound. Diamond fields it. Goes to first in time for the first out. Diamond looked around, could have had a play at third or second there. A lot of force behind the bunt attempt. Might have had a chance to get the lead runner, but Collier and Pino up 90 feet. Runners at second and third now with one out. A very productive sack bunt for Acosta. Brings up Ariel Almonte, 0-for-1. two in scoring position for them. Daytona have never led by more than a run in the series. Change that here. First pitch. Breaking ball misses well outside to Almonte. It's 1-0. Ball and none the count with one down in the inning. Collier at third, Pino at second. Three runs already across in the frame. This is the seventh Daytona batter to appear in the inning. The 1-0 pitch to Almonte. Takes ball low in the dirt, 2-0. Diamond cruise for the first three innings. Just trying to refine that location here. 3-2 game in the bottom of the fourth. 2-0 pitch from the doctor with two in scoring position. Fouled off to the backstop. Strike one, Almonte. Furious, he knows he just missed it. Good bounce back strike for Derek on the hill. 2-1 count with one away. Dark storm clouds circling back in. Wind whipping out to right. The 2-1 from Diamond. Almonte fouls it straight back, just misses it again. Chalk it up as strike two, and we're even at 2-2. Count, one out. Diamond comes set. Right-hander is offering to Almonte with two in scoring position. Hit on a line, left field, foul ball. Man, that would have been trouble. Almonte misses extra bases and a pair of RBI by 2 or 3 feet. Counts as a spoil, and we'll do the 2-2 again. That was close. A little too close for comfort. Diamond's got the stuff to battle out of this. He set the 2-2 again. On its way home from the doctor. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Big punch out for Diamond. Goes to the high heat and beats Almonte for out number two. That is a massive, massive out. Eliminates the sack bunt, the RBI ground out, the sack fly, everything in between. Shell Triana bats now. If there's anyone you want up here, it's the guy with a sub-150 average. Triana 0 for 1 tonight. First pitch from Diamond. Breaking ball lined up the middle, a base hit into center field. Two will score. And it's 5-2 Daytona as the ball gets away in the infield. Marauders all over the place here. Runner stays at first, though. Fifth run of the inning scores on the fourth hit for Daytona. They lead by three. And they have a one-plus run advantage for the first time in the series. The ninth man of the inning to step to the plate is the top of the order hitter, Johnny Ascanio. He's 0 for 2, a strikeout and a flyout tonight in the game. Daytona have scored more in this ball game than they did in the entirety, or in this inning rather, than they did in the entire game last night. First pitch to Ascanio. Takes letter high heater, misses the strike zone by about a foot. It's ball one. Marauders bullpen down the line trying to will their pitching mate Diamond out of the inning. The 1-0 pitch. Bunt showed, pulled back, pitches called a strike. Snap throw to first. Almost gets Almonte, or Triana rather, napping. But he's back in time. A strike on the pitch, and it's 1-1. Next pitch, call the strike. Off-speed delivery around the belt. It's 1-2 now. Five runs across in this inning. Daytona up 5-2. Diamond trying to end it. The 1-2 pitch from the right-hander to Ascanio. Grounded weakly up the middle into the glove of De Los Santos at short. His throw to first in time to end the inning. All nine men bat in the fourth for the Tortugas. They lead by three, 5-2 our score going to the fifth inning. When we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
town ain't big, this town ain't small. It's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the Rockville Wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pen as much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats. The game was close, we'll call it a win. Go off to coast, the boys again. That local band is back in town. They got a kind of minor league sound. They're not that bad, they're not that good. But all in all, it's understood. We wanna dance, they wanna...
Back here for the top of the fifth. Daytona up 5-2, Planchart leading it off. First pitch, misses low. Wow, called a strike, and it's 0-1. Planchy 1-for-1 tonight with an RBI single. 0-1 pitch. Takes breaking ball. Misses up above the belt. A ball and a strike to him. Got the manual scoreboard fired up and left as always. The 1-1. Planchart takes fastball. Misses low. Looked like a strike from up here. It's 2-1. Neutral offering from Pelia. Misses up and in. 3-1 now to Planchart. Marauders would love to get the leadoff man on here and try to respond with at least one or two in the inning. Next pitch. Takes a cut at the 3-1. Fouls it straight back for strike two. Three-two. Slash foul and out of play. Right field line. Planchart will earn himself one more. Seventh pitch of the at-bat upcoming. Three-two again. Misses low for ball four. Planchart draws a seven-pitch, 90-foot free pass to lead off the top of the fifth. And hopefully get this Marauders offense fired up to try and chase down these three runs. Pelio has given up four hits, three walks, and has struck out four with two earned runs in four innings pitched. Terrero batting now. He's 0-for-2. First pitch to him. Takes letter high heater for ball one, and Manuel has really been struggling with swinging and missing lately. The 1-0, Terrero takes center cut fastball for a strike, and we're even. 1-1 count with nobody out. Planchart, the man at first. Marauders down 5-2. It's going to be an uphill climb. Got five innings to work with offensively. 1-1, Terrero shows a bunt, pulls back at a pitch that bounces 3 feet in front of the plate for ball two. Well maintained by the catcher Hunter in front of the plate. Planchart will stay at first. 2-1 to Terrero. Has 30 RBI and 5 homers. Still the team batting average leader, but as he's batting .233 in the last 10, that's his worst stretch of the year, aside from when he started the season 0-for-27 at the plate. The 2-1. Bunt showed. Fouls it off to the backstop for strike two. Two-two to Terrero. Seitler, Johnson, and Polanco behind him. 2-2 count, runner at first. Nobody out here in the top of the fifth inning. Pelio sent the pitch to Terrero. Fastball misses high and outside, and the count full. It's one of those spots where if you're in Manuel, you got to be patient, but be ready. Find the balance. Take your walk if it comes. Base hit, ball four. That's the name of the game right now. Team that walks more than any in the single A level. 3-2 pitch from Pelio. Takes high for ball four. Terrero does not chase. He walks, and there's two on with nobody out. That's huge from Emmanuel, who had struggled with chasing pitches the past week or so. That brings Julio Murillo out to the mound and likely a pitching change. Murillo talking with Pelio. And he will take him out of the game. It's a 4-4-4-4 night for Pelio. Four innings plus. Four hits, four walks, four strikeouts, two earned runs. And with both these runners on base, if they come in to score, it would be four innings, four hits, four earnings, four walks, four strikeouts. New arm to the hill. A right-hander for Daytona. He'll face men at first and second with nobody out and the hot bat of Josiah Seitler in the box. We'll step aside and rejoin you after the change. Marauders down three when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
I'm down bad. She slammed that door and she broke my heart. That girl sure got out of town fast. She bounced, so I bounced in here trying to bounce back. Ooh, I know I probably ought to throw a couple prayers up to the man upstairs. Ooh, instead of watching this bottle that was filled up just disappear. Sitting here wishing on a neon star up there hanging from behind the bar. Hoping there's a U-turn in your car. Don't know why I do. It never comes through. Hey baby, what's it gonna take for my head to unhurt and my heart to unbreak? Riding on the lightning in this car, sitting here wishing on a neon star. And girl, it happens every damn time. You pour it on strong and before too long, this old number seven's on round nine. A lot of dive bar downtown. Yeah. And ooh, I know I probably ought to throw a couple prayers up to the man upstairs. Ooh, instead of letting this heart stay beat down, pulling up this chair. Sitting here wishing on a neon star, up there hanging from behind the bar. Hoping there's a U-turn in your car. Don't know why I do, cause it never comes through.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network after the pitching change for Daytona. They bring in the right-hander Brett Lockwood. He featured earlier in the series against Bradenton, pitched on July the 4th. He inherits two runners and nobody out. Seitler in the box. Two for two with a double and a homer. First pitch to him misses well outside for ball one. Planchart and Terrero walked in the 9-1 spots to lead off the inning. Seitler, who is 14 for 26 with 11 RBI and three homers in his now seventh game as a Marauder, stands in. The 1-0 from Lockwood. Slider back door, called a strike, and it's 1-1. Ball and a strike to Seitler. Chance to add on to those 11 RBI. Lockwood's 1-1. Seitler takes, slider misses low and outside. Two balls and a strike to him. Johnson and Polanco behind him. On the fourth, 2 2/3 pitched, three hits, four walks for Lockwood. Managed to escape with no earned runs. 3.21 ERA this year. 17 walks, 8 strikeouts. He spins towards second, nobody holding Planchart to the bag. He retreats safely without a throw. Two balls and a strike to Seitler. He'll be selective here in this trip. Lockwood checks second. Right-hander fires. Seitler takes a big cut and a miss. Back foot slider gets by him for strike two. That was out over the plate. It would have ended up over the wall. That was a launch angle swing. 2-2 now. Lockwood looking to get Daytona their first out in the top of the fifth. Right-hander check second, 2-2 pitch. Fouled off to the backstop. Seitler able to battle away an outer half breaking ball to stay alive. Good defensive swing. Two-two still to Seitler. Sixth pitch of the at-bat upcoming. Lockwood set. Planchy at second, Terrero at first. Right-hander checks two and fires home. Seitler grounds one hard past the second baseman and into right. Planchart will be held at third, and the bases are loaded. Seitler is a triple away from the cycle now. 3-for-3 with a double, a homer, and a single. It is unbelievable. Hit just 227 in a week of games in the Complex League. And here is in his first seven games in a week with Bradenton. Is 15-for-27 at the plate. Termar Johnson up. 300 hitter, team leader with runners in scoring position. Could tie it up or give us the lead with one swing. First pitch. Pokes one foul and out of play. Left field line for strike one. Termar 0-for-1, a walk and a ground out tonight. Anything hit hard on the ground here. Could get through. That field turf has helped us out a couple of times this series. 0-1 pitch from Lockwood. Termar takes slider in the dirt. A ball and a strike now. Planchard at third. Terrero at second. They're both potential earned runs for Pelio, who exited after walking both of them to start the inning. Ball and a strike to Termar. 31 RBI, 7 homers this year. The pitch. Takes back foot slider down in the dirt. 2-1. Marauders happy to take their walks. Two balls and a strike. Lockwood shakes off a few signs from Hunter. Daytona right-handed reliever now comes set. Pitch to Johnson. Takes back foot slider in the dirt. 3-1. Ball forward, make it a two-run game. Bases loaded, nobody out. Chance for the Marauders to put on a heap of runs here in the inning. Bases loaded, 3-1. Lockwood needs to find the strike zone. Right-hander set the pitch to Termar Johnson. Hit high in the air, deep down the left field line, hooking foul. Out of play as well, Termar. Just a bit late on a fastball away. Could have put it out to give us the lead. Full count now to him. Polanco ready in the on-deck circle. Lockwood set. 3-2 pitch now. Poked foul and out of play. Third base side. Termar will earn another 3-2 offering. Little bit of drizzle dropping around now. Lockwood looking in. Come set. The 3-2 again to Termar with the bases loaded. Grounded towards second. Relay for one. Throw to first. Not in time. Termar beats it out. A run scores. But the first out of the inning comes by way of a 4-6 put out at second to get Seitler. Planchy scores. It's RBI number 32 of the year for Johnson. Terrero at third now, and Termar at first for Shalene Polanco. RBI fielder's choice for Johnson. Polanco 0-for-2 tonight. First pitch. Shalene sees, is to the backstop. Terrero racing home, the flip to the plate, not in time. Ball gets away from the pitcher as well. Wild pitch makes it a one-run game. Good base running from Emmanuel to pounce. It's a ball to Shalene. And Termar is up to second. Just like that, we're a base hit away from tying this one up. 1-0 to Shalene. Base hit would level the game at 5. Termar with great speed at second. Polanco, the team RBI and home run leader. Lockwood's 1-0 offering. taken. Backdoor slider at the knees for strike one. We're even. 3-4-5 in the Marauder lineup tonight. Polanco, White Jr., and De Los Santos, a combined 0-for-6 with 3 strikeouts. It's a good time to turn that around. The 1-1 pitch from Lockwood. Charlene takes ball way outside. Catcher Hunter flashes 2 or 3 feet to his left to snare it. 2 balls and a strike to count now. Wild pitch gives Charlene the chance to lay a bunt downer. Just heave a sack fly out in the air. Rain falling a little more steadily now. Nothing too heavy yet. 2-1 from Lockwood to Polanco. Charlene takes. Pitch looked good, but it's called a ball, and it's 3-1. Hitter advantage count for Charlene. 12 homers, 42 RBI, the team leader. Could tie it up with a base hit, could give us the lead with a homer. 3-1 from Lockwood. Polanco bounces one back to the mound into the glove of the pitcher. He throws to first for out number 2. Bring up Lonnie White Jr. He is without an RBI in his first few games as a young buck. 1-for-8 at the plate. 0-for-2 tonight with a strikeout and an infield pop fly. Base hit would tie it at 5. Johnson at third with 2 away. First pitch. Fouled off to the backstop by White Jr. for strike 1. Lockwood set the 0-1 pitch to Lonnie White Jr. Taken fastball. Called a strike and it's 0-2. Fastball high and outside. Got a battle here now. Marauders a base hit away from tying it at 5. But the rain starting to heave down. The pitch fouled off. Third base side. White Jr. earns himself another 0-2. Just do not want to see this game end call the rain. That's why this run at third means so much to the Marauders here. 0-2 again from Lockwood to White Jr. Trying to get out of the jam. Bounced up the middle. This is a tough play. Shortstop charges. Glove play. Throw to first in time. Marauders get 2 but still trail 5-4 halfway through this game when we come back.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at RainsandMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, July 22nd as we celebrate Pride Night at Lecon Park. Your Marauders will take on Fort Myers at 6:30, and we invite all of you to take in a Marauders victory as we host Pride in the Plaza to celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, bottom of the 5th in Daytona. Tortugas up 5-4. Diamond trying to recover after giving up 3 runs in the 4th inning. Or 5 runs, sorry, pardon. 3 earned. Struck out 2, but one of those men reached on a drop third and eventually came around to score. Rodriguez is that man, and he leads off this inning. 1-for-2 tonight, the first pitch to him. cut and a foul tip straight back to the backstop for strike one. Rain's starting to pick up here now. Oh, one from Diamond. Hit on a line to left. Terrero racing onto it, and Manuel makes a good grab on the run for the first out. Brings up Sal Stewart. He walked in a full count battle in the fourth inning. Flew out to right in the first. 0 for 1 tonight. Diamond trying to keep his ball club within one. Try to give this offense that's pieced together some good innings in the series a chance to climb back. First pitch to Stewart with one away. Good breaking ball. Top half of the zone. Call the strike. It's 0-1. A one from Diamond. Stewart takes fastball. Call the strike away. Stewart doesn't like the call. Falls behind 0-2. Marauders pitchers put the tarp on the bullpen and right themselves. Daytona seems content to let it get soaked for now. The 0-2. Fouled off out of play. Right field line. We'll do it again. O-2 again to Stewart from Diamond on its way home. Fouled off again. Right field line out of play. Fifth pitch of the at-bat upcoming. Third 0-2. Diamond, like I said, trying to limit the damage, keep the Marauders within a run. This offense has been one of the best in the league in the last seven games. The 0-2 for a third time. Grounded hard up the middle into the glove of De Los Santos. What a pick. Bounce throw to first. They call him safe. They say Mojica dropped it. Oh, man. What a play by your Donnie De Los Santos. Ran 5 feet in the outfield grass directly behind the second base bag. Picked the ball up on a short hop. Spun and bounced a one-hop seed to first, but Mojica couldn't hang on. And Stewart reaches on in air. Oh, come on. That is not a base hit. That is ridiculous. That's going to hurt a starting pitcher who should have had an out there. Cade Hunter up now. First pitch to him. Fastball low and in. Thigh high. Over the edge of the plate for strike one call. Rain still thundering down. 0-1 to Hunter with a man at first and one away. Breaking ball misses high and outside. Diamond tried to backdoor him, backed up on him. Ball and a strike. Hunter, a three-run homer to dead center field back in the fourth inning. That gave Daytona a one-run lead. They added on a pair more after it. Even offering from the doctor. Backdoor slider. Called a strike. Good-looking pitch. Cuts in for strike two called. Ball and two, the count with one away. Stewart at first. Hunter in the box. Marauders trailing by one. Diamond trying to keep it that way. Pitch home. Grounded weakly towards short. De Los Santos to second for one. Termar to first. He pulls Mojica way off the bag. And a routine double play chance for what feels like the 10th time this series is left on the table for the Marauders. Stewart out at second on the 6-4. Hunter reaches on a fielder's choice to keep the inning alive. Cam Collier will bat now 1-for-2 tonight with an infield single. Diamond set. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Collier. On its way. Good. First offering slider upstairs for strike one called. Diamond set, the 0-1 now. We'll have to wait. Pickoff to first. Runner back safely ahead of the throw. Mojica does not bother with the tag attempt this time. 0-1 pitch. Collier way out in front of a changeup away for strike two. Big cut and a big miss. Marauders down 5-4. Daytona with a runner at first and two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 0-2 count to Collier. Diamond looking to send us to the sixth and give the bats a chance to tie it up. 0-2. Cut on and miss for strike three. Inner half breaking ball gets by Collier to end the inning. One man left on in the fifth. 5-4 Tortugas the score going to the back half of the game when we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, you never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight.
Welcome back on the Marauder Radio Network. For those of you tuned in, lost Wi-Fi connection there. And if you're still with us, you're about to be glad. Don't know when we lost you, what the situation was, but Marauders were down 5-2 after the fourth inning. Scored two runs in the top of the fifth to make it a one-run game. We're here in the top of the sixth now. Bradenton have scored two runs, one on a wild pitch. Two in the inning on RBI singles, one in the wild pitch in the fifth inning. Seitler and Planchart with RBI knocks here in the sixth. It's 7-5, Bradenton the score. A run did score on a wild pitch in the inning. Seitler RBI single and Planchart RBI single as well, but a run on a wild pitch. Three runs have scored in the inning. It's 7-5, Marauders. Torero is at third and Seitler is at first with Termar Johnson in the box. First pitch to him misses low for ball one. Next pitch, Jamar takes outside 2-0. Alfonseca on the mound, we saw him a couple nights ago. Did not enjoy the best of times. The right-hander is 2-0. We'll have to wait. Pickoff to first. Seitler retreats to the bag safely. Josiah Seitler tonight is 4-for-4 with two RBI. A double, a pair of singles, and a solo moonshot homer. 2-0 to Johnson with men at the corners and one away. Termar fouls it off straight back. Just missed a high heater. Goes down as a strike in the count. 2-1 now. Sorry for anyone that got disconnected there. We're happy to have you back now. Marauders up 7-5. 2-1 to Johnson, men at the corners. Chance to add on to his 32 RBI this year. Heard he has one tonight. Next pitch. Taken fastball high and outside a ball, and it's 3-1. Alfonseca at risk of walking him loaded to bring up Shaolin Polanco. Rain still misting down, not as heavy as earlier. 3-1 now from the righty. Jermar takes Ian inside for ball four, and the bases are loaded once again. Seitler moves up to second. Terrero still at third, and Jermar at first with his second walk drawn tonight. Shalin Polanco, the eighth Marauder to bat this inning. 0 for 3 tonight. The only out recorded in the frame was a leadoff strikeout with Yordani De Los Santos batting. Bases loaded. One out for Shalin. Team RBI and home run leader. Pitch. Hit in the air, left field line, foul and out of play for strike one. A one now with one away. Alfonseca fires home. Polanco takes ball in the dirt this time. Hunter gets a little help from the umpire. Goes between his legs and off the shin guards of Davion Fry behind home plate. Prevents the third run of the game scoring on a wild pitch for Bradenton. Bases full of young buckos. One away and a 1-1 count to Polanco. Marauders up 7-5. The pitch from Alfonseca. Gets to the backstop. Takes a hard kick. And will not allow Terrero to come home. A bounce helps out the Tortugas there. The count 2-1. Two balls and a strike, Alfonseca tearing apart the cleat cleaner behind the mound. The 2-1 pitch to Polanco. Shalin takes, ball low, 3-1. Alfonseca at risk of walking in a run here. Thank you to Mrs. Diamond for confirming that we're back up. Everything running good. Bases loaded, one out in the top of the sixth. 3-1 count to Shalin Polanco. Alfonseca set. The right-hander fires home. Polanco takes ball four, an RBI walk with the bases loaded. Add on the Marauders' fourth of the inning. It's 8-5 Bradenton now. Terrero scores, Seitler to third, Termar to second, and Polanco picks up RBI number 43 on ball four. The ninth man of the inning to bat now for Bradenton. It is a mound visit between the catcher, Hunter, and the pitcher, Alfonseca. Fourth walk of the inning. Lonnie White Jr. will bat now with the bases still loaded with one away. Chance for him to pick up his first RBI as a Marauder. He's 0 for 3 tonight. 1 for 9 in the first three games. Pitch to him. Chases a ball in the dirt for strike one. Not questioning the approach, but no disrespect to Alfonseca, but he has missed the strike zone more than he's hit it. And hands out a free strike to him there. Righty set the 0-1 pitch to Lonnie White Jr. with the bases loaded and one out. Ball misses low, fastball, ankle high, a ball and a strike to White Jr. De Los Santos waits on deck, barring a double play. He will bat for the second time this inning. The 1-1. White Jr. takes, breaking ball misses above the belt. Two balls and a strike to him. On a night with Wi-Fi issues, my computer freaking out because of the rain. My good buddy up here running the track, man, having a rough go of things. The 2-1. White Jr. takes, breaking ball low and in corner for strike two called, and the count even at a pair apiece. White Jr. had a homer and 10 RBI in the Complex League in 17 games. Has yet to record a RBI hit here. The 2-2 pitch to him. Runs up and in. Gets by the catcher, scoring as Seitler. A wild pitch. The third time tonight a Marauder has scored on one. Makes it a 9-5 game. White Jr.'s lucky he didn't get hit by that pitch. I don't know how he got out of the way of it. It's a full count to him now. Seitler scores. Tamar up to third and Shaleen at second. Marauders. Base hit would make it a six-run game. Full count. White Jr. takes. Breaking ball is called for strike three. Two away now. So the first man that batted in the inning, De Los Santos, struck out swinging. White, the ninth, strikes out looking, and Yordani will bat again now. 0 for 3 tonight with 3 strikeouts. Most pitches he's seen in a single trip is 5. 2 in scoring position, the pitch. De Los Santos takes ball in the dirt. Hunter, the catcher, is able to smother it. Runners stay put. 1-0 the count to De Los Santos. Runners have batted around here. In the sixth, the 1-0. De Los Santos takes fastball in the outer half, called a strike, and it's 1-1. Fonseca trying to battle back and wiggle his way out of a jam. Marauders have put up 5 in the inning. Next pitch. De Los Santos, a massive swing and a big miss for strike two. Ball and 2 count. 2 De Los Santos with 2 down in the inning. Alfonseca set the pitch. Taken eye level. A ball and it's 2-2. Two count. 2 out, 2 in scoring position. Pitch from Alfonseca. Fouled off to the backstop. De Los Santos able to get the slightest touch of an elevated off-speed pitch to stay alive for one more. Runners with 3 hits in the inning. They have drawn 4 walks. And the 2 outs recorded have been via the punch out. 2 runs have scored in this frame on wild pitches. Alfonseca comes set. 2-2 again to De Los Santos on its way home. Fouled off again. Yordani battling here. He'll see a 7th pitch in the trip. The third 2-2 offering with 2 down in the inning from Alfonseca to Yordani De Los Santos. Runner at third and a runner at second. Pitch. Swing and a miss at a ball in the dirt for strike three. That is an 0 for 4, 4 strikeout night for De Los Santos. Alfonseca strutting off the mound. I wouldn't be if I were him. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Marauders score 5 in the inning. We lead 9-5 when we come back.
Sheriff's Office on our Coeur d'Alene, operator 8.
We are the hub of activity for the Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
Exactly what happened?
Do you have a name?
We got him.
The voices behind the scenes. We are the ones responsible for making sure that our citizens and our responders connect together in their time of need.
The most enjoyable aspect of my job probably would be knowing that I've helped someone in a situation where they didn't think they had any hope.
1 North 21, priority 2.
I need an officer, please.
1 North 8, when you're
up. If you're looking for something that's fast-paced, that's exciting, something that you'll never get tired of, definitely try dispatch at the Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Marauders.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, Ben Picorni, your voice of the Young Bucks, with you for the home half of the sixth inning in Daytona. Marauders leading 9-5. A five-run, three-hit, four-walked top of the sixth. Diamond back out. Just had one rough inning. First pitch to Yasiel Alpino here. Taken fastball belt high for strike one. Grounds crew did some drawing of the home plate area and the mound in the last half inning break. And I'd say at this point there ain't almost no factor. A one pitch fouled up and out of play. Straight back for strike two. It's a misting. And unless you stare up at the lights to really see the raindrops falling, you wouldn't know it's there. Oh, two. Taken low in the dirt. A ball, and it's 1-2 now. Pino, who is 1-for-2 tonight with a single and a flyout. Awaiting the offering from Diamond. Derek Sett winds and fires home. Popped up back behind home plate. Planchart trying to find it. Mojica makes the call and the catch after figuring out who is going to grab it. Diamond with a little smile on his face. Gives a little high five to Mojica, who made an uncomfortable-looking grab for the first out. With the amount of pop flies we've seen fall in this series, it wouldn't have been something new. One down, Acosta batting now. 1-for-1, a single and a sacrifice bunt tonight. Played a solid game defensively as well. First pitch to him. Fouled off straight back for strike one. Diamond has tossed 5 innings, given up 7 hits, has struck out 4 and walked 1. A 1 pitch hit in the air well to left center field. Shalin Polanco racing into the gap, stops in front of the warning track, and makes a turnaround catch for out number 2. It has been a great series defensively for Shalin. Sure would have liked a little more production at the plate this week, but he's going to play center field the way he has here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. I'll be more than content with that performance. Not that my opinion means anything. Ariel Almonte bats now 0-for-2, a ground out and a strikeout. Batting sub 200 this year. First pitch to him. Fouls it off the mask of the catcher, Planchart. Planchy, every time he gets hit by a foul ball in the mask, he stands up so quickly, just springs out of the stance and starts nodding about 10 times vigorously up and down. The 0-1 now. Way out in front with a big swing and a miss at a breaking ball is Almonte for strike two. 0-2 count, two outs. Diamond looking for a 7 pitch, bottom of the sixth. Just misses outside. 8's better than 7 anyway. Ball and two the count. Check that 9th pitch of the inning. 1-2 now. Taken, call the ball, good spot. Must have just missed it inside by the slightest of hairs. 2-2 now, two out. The deuce is wild to Almonte. Diamond trying to toss his 6th frame. It would be his 5th scoreless. The pitch misses low in the dirt, and the count full. Marauders with no one up in the bullpen yet. As I say that, Yoldin De La Paz will get loose now. Full count, two out, the payoff pitch from Diamond in the inning. Taken, call, the ball just misses outside. His 2nd walk of the night is handed out to Almonte. Ooh, it's starting to come back down now, yeah. A little heavier. And with the walk, Matt Ford, the pitching coach, comes out to the mound for the Marauders. We enjoyed a brief couple of minutes where the rain was really non-existent. It's poked its ugly head out again. Yoldin getting loose in the pen. Fordy having a chat with Derek and the rest of the infield on the mound right now. Triano, who is 1-for-2 with 2 RBI, will bat now. Diamond gave up one inning, or had one inning rather, where he gave up runs. It was a 5-run 4th. Other than that, scoreless ball. First pitch to Triana, fastball at the knees. Good spot, call the strike, gets 0-1. Diamond set the 0-1 now with two down. 9-hole hitter in the box. Pitch on the way out of the stretch. And time's called. I love it from Derek. He throws that ball 50 feet up the backstop. That was a really late granted time call. But as we heard Alex Lurie say last night, I can give him time whenever I bleepity-bleepity want to, apparently. And home plate umpire Davion Fry tonight does so there. Diamond's 0-1 now after the late time call. Misses inside, brushes him back off the plate. Maybe a purpose pitch. 1-1 count now to the 9-hole man. Amonte, the runner at first, walked in a full count battle the previous trip. Diamond will step off and look to first. Runner is back safely without a throw. Diamond set at the belt, the 1-1. Long pause in the pitch. Misses high and outside, 2-1 now. Looking for one more out to send us to the back third of the game with the Marauders still up by 4. Time called by Planchy, the catcher. Not sure what happened. Didn't give signs or anything, just call time, stood up in front of the plate and walked back. Pitch fouled off, rolling towards the Marauder dugout on the first base side. Go down as a strike, and the count's 2-2 now. Diamond a swing and a miss away from likely ending his outing. In line for the win, the 2-2. Taken, called, strike 3. Can I help you? Just looking. Inning over. Diamond will finish the night with 5 strikeouts, 5 earned runs, 7 hits, and just 2 walks surrendered. He is in line for the win as we go to the top of the 7th inning with Bradenton leading Daytona 9-5 when we come back.
He loves his wife, sees that wife, the decorator. America.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, Ben Picorni with you. Top of the seventh inning in Daytona. Marauders 9, Tortugas 4 the score. Alfonseca remains in the game on the mound. The extended break there was due to some fresh turf dry being laid down both on the pitcher's mound and the home plate area. It's playable, and Mojica will bat to lead off the inning. He walked back in the sixth. First pitch. Fastball, where did that miss? That looked straight down the pipe from Alfonseca. Guessing called low, and it's 1-0. Mohi, a strikeout, a walk, and a double tonight. Next pitch to him, also tight, also called a ball, and it's 2-0. Zone has definitely tightened up later in this game, which is not what you expect. 2-0 now. Runs up and in. Mojica raises the shoulders and arms to get out of the way of it. Ball, and it's 3-0. Alfonseca set the 3-0. Fastball, belt high, called a strike. It's 3-1 now. Mojica could draw the ninth walk of the night for Bradenton. They drew 14 in the series opener on the fourth, the 3-1. Big cut and a foul straight back for Mojica. Goes after a high heater. Strike in the count full. Yoldín de la Paz was warming up in the bullpen, but after Diamond got out of that frame, he has since sat back down. Guessing he'll fire it up shortly. Full count pitch to Mojica from Alfonseca. Misses inside, ball four. Mojica draws his second walk of the night. This time in the leadoff fashion to get us going here in the seventh. Castillo bats now. Jesus, a single, a walk, and a ground out. 1-for-2. Looks like Brandon Bidois, the Australian right-hander, getting loose now for the Marauders. Was activated off the IL earlier today. First pitch to Castillo, weakly bounced to first in the glove of Pino. He'll take it to the bag himself. Mojica advances to second safely, but there's one down now on the three unassisted ground out. Planchy up now. Catcher and nine-hole hitter has had a great evening. 2-for-2 with a pair of RBI singles. And a walk drawn has scored two runs. Marauders with 8 hits on the board. They've drawn 9 walks. Alfonseca set, first pitch to Planchy with Mojica at second and one away. Takes. Delayed strike call from the home plate umpire. It's 0-1. An ever-changing strike zone. The 0-1. Planchart takes, same spot. Call the strike, and it's 0-2. Balls 1-2 last at bat. It strikes 1-2 this trip. All of them in and around the strike zone. About 50-50 calls. Nothing to get worked up about. The 0-2. Taking low, a ball, and it's 1-2 now. Fastball with a little too much behind it, 97, but overthrown below the strike zone from Alfonseca. Ball and two to Planchy with one away. Mojica at second. Basic could give him RBI number three of the night. Pitch. Hit high in the air to left center. Well struck, but it stays in the yard. Rodriguez is on to it, and he makes a one-handed grab for out number two. Back to the top of the order we go, and in Manuel Terrero. Two walks, a flyout, and a pop-out tonight. As a pair of runs scored. Marauders, if things hold, in line to win their fifth straight. Improved to 9-4 in the second half. Alfonseca set at the belt. First pitch to Terrero. And Manuel hits one high in the air down the left field line. That one heading towards the corner, but it's going to be caught with room to spare. Good track by Triana. And a scoreless inning for Alfonseca. We go to the stretch here in Daytona. Marauders up 9-5 when we come back. Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, bottom of the seventh. Young Buccos 9, Tortugas 5 the score. As we welcome Brandon Bidois back off the IL and onto the mound here for the Marauders. The Australian right-hander from Brisbane's first pitch is a fastball at 96 on the outer half for strike one. Bidois facing 1-2-3, Johnny Ascanio in the box. He's 0-for-3 tonight. Biddy's 0-1. Another fastball, 97 this time for strike two, a swing and a miss. Wonder how he's feeling coming off the aisle. I think those questions were answered there. 96, 97 fastballs to start. Now the 0-2 pitch from the man from down under. On its way. 96 mile per hour fastballs fouled off. We'll do it again. Biddy has tossed six innings this year, 4.5 ERA. 9 strikeouts, 3 walks, opponents batting 200 against him, a 1.1 whip. Shakes off a few and comes set. The 0-2 again to Ascanio. Fastball misses way up and inside. Leaning out of the way of it as Ascanio for ball one. I know Biddy's family stays up late into the morning in Brisbane to tune into these games, so wish them a hello right now. The 1-2 pitch from Bidois. This is inside. Planchard snares it. Started sprinting towards the backstop. 2-2 the count. Slider Misses low and inside. Biddy set the 2-2 pitch to Ascania. Fastball fouled off on the ground. First base side will do the 2-2 again. Second two-strike pitch spoiled foul by Ascanio in the plate appearance. Commend the crowd here tonight for sticking around for the most part through the rain. Still a good number of people inside of Jackie Robinson ballpark. Bidwa set. 2-2 again to Ascanio. Fouled off to the backstop. He spoils another to stay alive. Bidwa set. The third 2-2 pitch to Ascania, leading off the home seventh. Swing and a miss for strike three. Low breaking ball. Gets him for out number one. First batter faced off the aisle, results in a K for Biddy. That's a good return. Face Hector Rodriguez now. He's 1-for-3, a double, a strikeout, and a flyout. Reached on a drop third strike when he was K'd back in the fourth inning and then eventually came around to score. First pitch to him from Bidwa with one down. Fastball blown by him, 97, upstairs for strike one. Always get to spend time talking to Biddy every day about my favorite sport to watch. The 0-1. Fastball again. 97 again. Swung on and missed again for strike two. Always good for 10 or 15 minutes of talking cricket with Biddy every day. Australia. Big match going on the past few weeks. Past few days. Five-day games. And the third of a five-game series in that. The 0-2 now. Breaking ball. Call the ball. Good pitch. Matt Ford, I can see him arguing from the Marauder dugout. 1-2 the count to Rodriguez. Bidwa hunting strikeout number two. Pitch. Popped up. Fouling out of play. Third base side. We'll do the 1-2 again. Approaching the 2.5-hour mark in the game tonight. Bidwa set the 1-2 again to Rodriguez. Pop fouling out of play again. Man, he's late. 98 that time from Biddy. Guy comes off the IL and hits a PR. The 1-2 again. Tipped, foul in and out of the mid of Planchard. Tortuga hitters doing enough to hang around in both of these trips. I think Biddy might go back to the fastball here. Give him 98 at the belt and see what happens. The 1-2 again. Is a fastball, but it ends up low in the dirt. And the count 2-2 now. Back-to-back 2-2 counts on seven pitches worked by Daytona hitters. The eighth pitch of the leadoff trip for Ascanio ended in a strikeout. We'll see what this one brings. The 2-2 from Bidwa. Broken bat, pop-up, foul ground, third base side, out of play. It's not the out that Bidwa wanted, but you know how much pitchers love breaking bats on a fastball up and in, and he does so there. Yoldine De La Paz getting loose in the bullpen. Imagine Biddy's on a pitch restriction coming off the aisle. Not sure how much or how long he'll go, but has to face three batters. 2-2 again to Rodriguez. Cranked foul and out of play. Way out of play. Might have gotten out of the ballpark in foul ground, which is hard to do here. 10th pitch of the at-bat now. Fourth 2-2 to Rodriguez from Bidwa. On its way. Swing and a miss, strike three, 96-mile-per-hour fastball, and there's two away. 18 pitches to get two strikeouts, but I think it's fair to say Bidwan never looked at risk of giving up a hit. Both men battled, but were way late at the fastball and either took the breaking ball low or swung and missed for strikes. Sal Stewart bats now 1-for-2 with a walk, a run scored, and a flyout tonight. First pitch to him, righty-righty matchup. Line drive to right, over to it, and unable to make the play as White Jr. It falls in front of him. A two-out single for Stewart, his second hit of the game. Brings up the catcher and cleanup man, Cade Hunter. He's 1-for-3 at a three-run dead center homer in the fourth. Gave Daytona a lead. They added on two more in the inning, then the Marauders have chased them back here. Bradenton up 9-5 in the bottom of the seventh. Bidwaugh set. First pitch to Hunter with a man at first and two down. Popped up, foul and out of play back behind home plate for strike one. That one only at 94 from Biddy. Might be having that velo knocked down a little bit. Reliever has thrown over 20 pitches, approaching 25. 0-1 now from the righty. On its way. Taken high and outside, a ball, and it's even at a pitch apiece. Biddy, who played for the Brisbane Bandits of the Australian Baseball League, is 1-1. Cut on and missed. A fastball in the outer half for strike two. Bidwaugh goes to the rosin. Gets back on the hill. Trying to toss the third straight scoreless inning for Bradenton. Piggybacking off a diamond solid start to the game. The 1-2 with two away to Hunter. Taken low, breaking ball just comes up short. 2-2 the count now. Deuces wild to Hunter with Stewart standing at first, held on by Mojica. 2-2 from Bidwaugh, trying to end the inning. Check swing, yes he did. Give him a shield to go with that sword, and the inning is over. Three punch-outs in the return from the IL for Brandon Bidwaugh, the Australian righty, sends us to the eighth with the good guys up 9-5 when we come back.
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. There's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you've got pride and you're proud, you do.
Back here for the top of the eighth in Daytona. Marauders up 9-4. Josiah Seitler will lead off facing the new left-hander, Jacob Heatherly, into the game. First pitch, way up and inside, misses for ball one. Seitler having an unbelievable night. He has 4-for-4, 2 singles, a double, a solo homer, and 2 runs batted in. He is 16-for-28 in his first 7 games as a Marauder. The 1-0. Looping breaking ball misses way upstairs, 2-0 now. Heatherly, the lefty who posts a 4.15 ERA this year, his 20th appearance now out of the pen. Struck out 41 and walked 26. His 2-0 pitch to Seitler. Taken, fastball center cut for strike one. Marauders scored 1 in the 2nd, 1 in the 3rd. Daytona with 5 in the 4th to take a lead. 2 in the 5th and 5 in the 6th from Bradenton. 2-1. Fastball misses. Ooh, called a strikeout sign. It's 2-2. In there. Count even. Seitler could be set down for the first time tonight. I'm sure he's got other ideas. The 2-2 from Heatherly. Fastball misses low in the count full. I think Seitler, with the way he's been playing, has to be our pregame show guest tomorrow. He's a man of few words from the South Carolina Lowcountry. The 3-2 on its way. Fastball misses low, ball four. Seitler walks to lead off the top of the 8th. He has reached in all 5 trips now. Brings up Tamar Johnson. He has walked twice and picked up an RBI. Is 0-for-2 tonight. Over in Dunedin, the Blue Jays up 1-0, had a no-hitter going into the 9th, and Tampa now lead 4-1. Feel for my good buddy Chris Valentine, the voice of the Jays. That can't be fun. First pitch to Tamar. Outer half breaking ball. Called a strike, and it's 0-1. Check out the scores from elsewhere in the Florida State League. Here after this 0-1, fastball misses out. Tamar takes to even up the count at 1-1. Lakeland, who are red hot, are up 3-0 now against St. Lucie. Clearwater win again 3-2 tonight, squeaking out a couple of tight ones. Next pitch, Tamar takes. Fastball low, it's 2-1. Fort Myers defeat Jupiter 3-0. Everyone getting in their cross-divisional games except for Tampa and Dunedin this week. The 2-1 from Heatherly. Tamar shows bunt, gets it down in front of home, fielded by Hunter. His throw to first in time, one away. Seitler advances to second. And for Tamar, I'm guessing that'll be scored a sacrifice on the 2-3 putout. Might have been bunting for a hit, but with a man at first, I think you give him the sack play. Shalin Polanco up now. He's 0-for-3, but does have an RBI. He drew a bases-loaded walk in the 6th inning. Seitler at second. A knock would make it a 5-run lead for the Marauders. Their run total in the series right now sits at 32. First pitch to Shalin, a big cut and a miss for strike one. Heatherly set the 0-1 to Shalin Polanco. Waits on a breaking ball, bounces it into the glove of the pitcher on the mound. He throws to first, nifty glove play, and an on-target throw for out number two. Brings up Lonnie White Jr. Him and Yordani De Los Santos, both recent call-ups, struggling tonight, but we've both seen the flashes of what they can do defensively, and when they have put the ball in play, they've hit it hard. White Jr.'s 0-for-4 with 2 strikeouts, a ground out, and an infield pop fly. 2 outs, Seitler at second. Top of the 8th, Marauders up 9-5. Pitch, White Jr. takes, fastball in the outer half for strike one call. Dean De La Paz still up in the pen for Bradenton. Next pitch, White Jr. takes eye-level off-speed pitch above the strike zone. It's 1-1. Seitler with a big lead off the bag at second. Even offering. White Jr. takes. Fastball. Man, good spot. Call the ball. And it just misses outside 2-1. Heatherly set. Check Seitler, the 2-1 to White Jr. Cut on and missed. High fastball beats him for strike two. 12th ranked Pirates prospect in MLB Pipeline's rankings. Could not get a hit to give us a extension of the lead. 2-2 pitch with two away. Taken low, called strike three. White Jr. down looking for the third time tonight, and the inning is over. The Marauders strand a man at second. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Bradenton 9, Daytona 5 the score, and we come back on the Marauder Radio Network.
Right now, I just need you to get real loose. Get comfortable. Grab your loved ones, or grab your love partner. And if you're by yourself, no worries. Just follow after me.
Yeah. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie.
Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Gonna throw down, take a sip with it. And lean back, put your hips in it. Let's have some fun. To the left now. To the right, to the right. Now take your left hand and put it on your side. Gonna roll your shoulders. Do the slip and slide. This next part's my favorite part of this time to shine.
Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie.
Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Gonna throw down, take a sip.
Simple, you can do it.
Slide to the left, slide to the right. Now cool down, have a good time. Slide to the left, slide to the right. Do the butterfly, have a good time. Round, round, round and round you go. It's time to show out.
Back here for the bottom of the eighth inning at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona. Marauders 9. Tortugas 5, the score. Yoldeen De La Paz on the mound, his first pitch of the inning. It's called a strike up and into Cam Collier. Collier 1-for-3 tonight, a single, a strikeout, a ground out, has scored a run. The 0-1, fouled off, weakly behind home, played out of play for strike two. Yoldeen, the left-hander, in this season has posted a 6.23 ERA, 17 and a third pitch, 20 punch-outs, 12 walks. A whip of 2.13. His 0-2. Cut on and miss for strike three. High fastball beats Collier, and there's one away. Bidois, who struck out three in the seventh, sees De La Paz continue his fine form. Brings up Yasiel Pino. He's 1-for-3, a single, a pop-out, and a fly-out. First pitch from De La Paz to the righty. Fouled off, rolling to the backstop off the handle of the bat for strike one. The 0-1 from De La Paz. Breaking ball misses high and outside, a ball and a strike. Marauders with a win would win the series, would win their fifth straight, and move to 9-4 in the second half and maintain first place. The 1-1. Good breaking ball. Forces a pop-up into the infield. Mojica shuffling over to it and backtracks into the grass. Makes a catch. Two down. Squeezed it in the heel of the glove. It was a tough take, but made it in the end. Brings up Acosta, the shortstop switch hitter in the seventh spot. 1-for-2 tonight, a single, a sack bunt, and a flyout for him. De La Paz looking for a 1-2-3 inning, has gotten the first two outs on six pitches. Trying to send us to the ninth, up by four. First pitch to Acosta. takes a big cut and fouls a breaking ball off straight into his left foot for strike one. Acosta acquired in a trade with the Padres in 2020. 0-1 pitch from Yoldin. Out of the windup, on its way. Gets a big swing and a big miss. Breaking ball low and in. Acosta all over the place. These first two pitches. Aptly falls behind 0-2. De La Paz looking for a 9-pitch, 1-2-3 bottom of the eighth. The 0-2 offering home. Taken high and outside, a fastball misses. It's 1-2 now. The 1-2 from Yoldin now. Still a chance to get out of it in 10. Fouled off. How about 11? Do the 1-2 pitch for a second time. The 1-2 again. Hit on a line to left. Straight into the glove of Torreira. And the inning is over. Well struck off the bat. De La Paz works a 1-2-3 bottom of the eighth. We go to the ninth. Your Bradenton Marauders 9, the Daytona Tortugas 5, the score, and we return with an inning left to play. Back here on the Marauder Radio Network for the top of the ninth in Daytona. Young Bucks 9, Tortugas 5 the score. Heatherly remains on the mound for Daytona, the left-hander. Got a strikeout and allowed one walk in the eighth. He faces Yordani De Los Santos, who's 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts. Squares to bunt at the first pitch. Comes up empty, did offer at it, strike one. De Los Santos trying to get off an 0-for-4 golden sombrero night. The 0-1. Taken and called. The strike gets 0-2. De Los Santos going to call time now and step out. What was a pretty rainy evening, it's turned into a pretty nice night now here in the last inning and a half. As we bang the heck out of the desk, hoping nothing else happens. The 0-2 fastball misses. A ball and two. The count to Yordani De Los Santos. Mojica and Castillo follow behind him in the inning. Heatherly set the 1-2 pitch to Yordani. Cut on and miss for strike three. Fifth time tonight Yordani De Los Santos has been struck out. Brings up Alexander Mojica, the power-hitting first baseman. With a double, a run, 2 runs scored, and 2 walks tonight, he's 1-for-2. First pitch to him from Heatherly. Mohi takes, slider on the inner half for strike one call. 0-1 now from the lefty. Cut on and miss. Change up low and away has Mojica out in front for strike two. Hatherly set the 0-2 with one away. Cut on and miss for strike three. Three straight Ks. One to close out the eighth and two to start the ninth for Heatherly. And it begs the question, why did he come in when the game was 9-5? First pitch now to Jesus Castillo, misses high and outside for ball one. A fastball gets away from Heatherly. The 1-0 now from the Tortuga lefty. This is low and in. Fastball overthrown in the dirt. This time it's 2-0. Heatherly set. Behind in the count is 2-0 to Costi. This is low 3-0. Castillo with a single, a walk, and two ground outs tonight. 1-for-3. Keeps the hitting streak alive. Jumps up that OBP a good few points. 3-0 pitch from Heatherly. Call the strike. Castillo was walking down the first. He'll have to return to the box now and face the 3-1 pitch. Taken at the knees. Fastball over the heart of the plate for strike two called. And a full count now to Castillo. Heatherly set. 3-2, two away. The payoff pitch in the top of the ninth. On its way. Castillo takes elevated fastball. Eye level for ball four. And the Marauders draw their 11th walk of the night. Planchy up. Great night. Takes a swing at a first pitch and bounces it off his foot. Foul for strike one. Planchard, 2-for-3. Two runs scored. Two runs batted in. Two singles and a walk. His only blemish was a fly ball flipped out into center field, caught by Rodriguez. Planchy shaking off the ball off the toes. Taking a little walk around the home plate area. Castillo at first, Marauders 9. Tortugas 5, the score here in the ninth inning. Heatherly set, the 0-1 to Planchy. He takes elevated fastball, misses a good ways above the strike zone. It's 1-1. Heatherly set, 1-1 now. Blanchard offers a check swing at a low breaking ball. Did not go. And that confirmed on appeal. It's 2-1. Every at-bat matters for these guys out on the field. 2-1. Fastball well located. Center cut, belt high for strike two. Two outs. Deuces wild to Planchard. Castillo at first. Heatherly fires. Planchard takes fastball center cut for strike three, and the inning is over. Heatherly walks two and punches out four in a great two-inning relief outing in the eighth and ninth innings. We go to the bottom half of the ninth. Marauders up four. They get three outs. They need three outs to get to secure win number five in a row when we come back.
Yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stump road. I'm gonna take you to a special place.
secrets that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow. Staying the whole night through, it feels so good to be with you.
Spring is almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. Waited all winter for the time to be right, just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network for the bottom of the ninth in Daytona. Marauders up 9-5. De La Paz's first pitch of the inning. Breaking ball on the inner half. Called a strike and it's 0-1. Ariel Almonte bats. He's 0-2. A walk, a strikeout, and a ground out tonight. The 0-1 now from Yildin. Weakly bounce towards first. De La Paz sprinting after it. Picks it up and can't make the play. Almonte reaches on an infield single to start the ninth. Defensive change in the inning. Nadal comes in for Mojica and will flip spots with Castillo. So Castillo at first and Davies at third in the frame. Termar and Yordani de los Santos still up the middle. Same outfield of Torero in left, Polanco in center, White Jr. in right. Michelle Triana bats 1-for-3 with 2 RBI. First pitch to him. Low and away for strike one called. Man at first, nobody out. The 0-1 pitch. Popped up. Left side of home plate. Planchart with a tough run. Chases after it. Makes a great basket catch. What a grab by Planchard to secure the first out. With only 3 feet to spare in front of the Tortuga dugout. The top of the order we go. And Johnny Ascanio for Daytona. Ascanio 0-for-4 with 2 strikeouts tonight. First pitch to him. Takes ball in the dirt, gets away from Planchart, but Almonte will stay put at first. Not far enough away to entice him into taking off. De La Paz looks in. 1-0 the count with one away. Marauders 2 outs from win number 5 in a row. Pitch. Cut on and miss. Big breaking ball. Ascanio a mile in front of it for strike one. De La Paz set the 1-1. Coming home. Hitting the air to right on a line. Lonnie White Jr. charges and makes a catch. Almonte was halfway to second. He'll have to retreat to first. And there's two down. Well struck by Ascanio, but he will finish the night 0-for-5. Two-hole hitter Hector Rodriguez is the last chance for the home team. 27 outs for either side, and the Torts are down to their final one. Rodriguez is 1-for-4, a double, 2 strikeouts, and a flyout. Has also scored a run. First pitch to him from De La Paz. Big cut and a miss at a breaking ball outside and in the dirt for strike one. 0-1. Cut on and missed again. Wow. Ball bouncing 2 feet in front of the plate and probably a foot and a half outside. Rodriguez, who leads the team in league and home runs and batting average, with a wild swing. It's strike two. De La Paz, a swing and a miss away from five straight wins for the Marauders. Left-hander set the 0-2. Cut on and missed. Marauders win. For the fourth night in a row and for the fifth consecutive game overall, we raise the Jolly Roger. A fight-back win tonight here in Daytona. 9-5, Young Bucks, the final. Marauders secure the series win. 4-0 up this week here at Jackie Robinson. Scoring got started in the top of the second, when Alexander Mojica doubled with one out. With two away, Planchart singled him home on a tight play at the plate. Marauders got another in the third on a solo nuke from Josiah Seitler deep to right center field. Five runs came in to score in the fourth inning for Daytona. A drop third strike saw a man reach, a three-run homer, and a two RBI single from Michelle Triana made it 5-2 Tortugas, their biggest lead so far in the series. Marauders counterpunched quickly, with a pair of men scoring in the fifth, one on a wild pitch and one on an RBI fielder's choice ground ball from Tamar Johnson. It made it 5-4 going into the back four innings of the ball game. The Marauders starter, Derek Diamond, went six innings pitch, gave up just six hits, five earned runs, walking two, and striking out five across six solid innings, earning a win, making it four wins in the last five starts for him, and improving his record to 7-3 this season. The top of the sixth was the decider tonight. The Marauders scored five runs in the frame on three hits, were walked four times, left two men on base in the frame. Seitler with an RBI and Polanco with one as well in the inning. The other run, two runs scoring on wild pitches, and another run scoring on an RBI single from Planchart. Planchy finished the game 2-for-4 at the plate with a walk, two RBI singles. But the story of the night offensively was Josiah Seitler. My goodness, what a night for him. A double in the first, a solo home run in the third, a single in the fifth, an RBI single in the sixth, and a walk in the eighth. Reached in all five plate appearances, went 4-for-4, and is now 16-for-28 with 12 runs batted in and three homers in his first seven games as a Marauder. No runs came in to score in the 7th, 8th, and 9th for either side as De La Paz and Bidois combined in those innings to toss shutout frames and pick up five punchouts in the process. No save on the cards. The win, as I mentioned, goes to Diamond. The loss handed to Mason Pelio, who finished with four innings pitched, four hits, four earned, four walks, and four strikeouts. He should punch those into the lottery tonight to see what comes out tomorrow. With the win, the Marauders improved to 9-4 in the second half. We are now 44-34 overall in the 2023 season. We have won 7 out of our last 10 games and sit in first place in the Florida State League West Division. Daytona, with the loss, fall out of first place in the East. The Marauders on a 5-game streak overall and have won 4 games to start this series, guaranteeing at least a 4-2 series victory by the end of this one on Sunday afternoon. 6:35 tomorrow will kick off game 5 here. Dotel expected to start, but it might be a rehab appearance for Crow. Time will tell when we get to the ballpark here tomorrow. As the fireworks go off at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, we'll close out another happy evening of Marauder Baseball. 9-5, Bradenton, the final here in Daytona. 5 straight wins for the Young Bucks. We are in first place, 13 games into the second half. I'm your voice of the Marauders, Ben Picorni. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Marauders fans, you sure as heck enjoyed the outcome. We'll see you tomorrow. That's all for now on the Marauder Radio Network.
A new pirate. generation, everybody shout,
let's go Bucks!
Take me out to where the Pirates play, catch the sights, cheer the place, feel the glory of yesterday. Center field, grand slam, fans and Cracker Jack, crowd cheers, I don't care if I ever get back.
With my radio on, rap along to the rhythm of a buckle song. To a bar full town with nobody out, stop with me while I drive.
Everybody shout, boop, boop, boop. For our home team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go Bucks!
Every side of the Pittsburgh Pride at the old ball game. Everybody shout,
let's go Bucks!
Across the bridge, through the gates, to the field. Young and old stories told from your childhood dreams. Pops, Wagner, Trainer, Maz, and heroes yet to be made. Great catch, clutch hits like Clemente plays.
Listen to the game with my radio on. Clap along to the rhythm of a buckle song. To a bar full crowd with nobody out. Stop the beat line, drive.
Everybody shout, group, group, group. For our home team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go Bucks!
Every side, there'll be Pittsburgh Pride at the old ball game. Everybody shout,
let's go Bucks!
Root, root, root for our home team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go Bucks!
Every side, there'll be Pittsburgh Pride at the old ball game. Everybody shout,
let's go Bucks!
Everybody shout,
everybody shout,
root, root, root for our home team, a new pirate generation. Everybody shout,
let's go Bucks!
Every side, there'll be Pittsburgh Pride.